Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see.
It's Jackie Wilson, ladies and gentlemen, bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, celebrating our 17th anniversary. It's the 17th. On the 17th, 17th anniversary, on the 17th of November, we're glad you're here. We're glad Ken Garnbach's here. Ken is an original founding member, one of the many original founding members who are going to join us this week on the show. Ken has more than 16 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He's he's one of the top demographers of our time. He's the author of The Age Curve, which I encourage you to check out. KGCDirect.com, right, Ken?
Correct.
Many of you have heard Ken speak at various venues. Ken, over the last couple of segments, you talked to us about the rising population and the food challenges we have. We didn't even talk about water. That's another topic, right along with getting the right food to people. The water distribution is going to be a challenge for 10 billion people over the next 35 years. But give us your view of how this is all going to roll out and what are some of the impacts of this growing population and the food and water issue going to be?
Well, it's not only growing populations, but a shifting population, an aging population, and a migratory population. But the big increase in the world is going to come from the continent of Africa, and that will increase by 400%. The Asian population, which is currently, I mean, all of Asia, including India, is currently 4 billion people. That's going to stabilize and not increase.
You say Asia, you're talking about China, Japan, India, all the South Asia,
yeah, correct.
That kind of thing.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, Indonesia.
Right.
That population will stabilize. Will we have enough food to feed these folks, to feed everyone, to feed Africa? Yes. I don't think there are any demographic models that are showing that we're just simply going to run out of food. And the reason is, we're just not managing it correctly now. Now, food is going to change. Food is going to change very, very much in the United States. It's not going to be sold by weight or critical mass. It'll be sold by nutrition.
By calories.
Protein,
calories, improving. Things like that.
Food is improving. Food is improving. Food is getting better, not worse.
Yeah.
So we're in good shape. But the big issue, as you mentioned, is water. I don't know a great deal about that. But I do know this. Wherever we seem to have an insurmountable problem, we always find a way.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you, I visit my brother in Las Vegas, and we go out to Lake Mead to go fishing, and I look at the water line.
Oh, the water line's way down in Lake Mead.
On the rocks, yeah.
Yeah, it's way
down.
That
is frightening.
That is frightening, since it serves 8 states. Ken, what do you think? Give us a worst scenario case over the next 35 years for planet Earth in our demographics.
Well, what's going to happen is the best and the brightest are coming to the Americas. You're going to see a one economy from Alaska down to...
Yeah, you've been saying that for a long time.
Yeah, and it's happening. Okay. One of the things that's going to happen is watch what happens in Mexico. Mm-hmm. Something's cooking there.
What I see is not good.
No, we've let Mexico grow for a long time. I think I would be surprised if we annexed Mexico in a way.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think we want it.
No, I don't think so. Well, we're doing a lot of manufacturing there. It's actually a wonderful area. But you're going to see...
I didn't want to get that micro. What do you see as all right, so that's a good scenario, especially for the Western Hemisphere. What is a potential concern that you have for all this?
What will happen is that the Western culture will disappear from the EU, and... one thing right now, Vladimir Putin is
the West. Say that. Wait. The Western culture will disappear from the EU. What does that mean?
Well, that means that the Muslims are outpopulating the indigenous people.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Having many, many, many more kids. Mm-hmm. You know, the indigenous people are having one child. The Muslims.
That's the part I was talking about earlier about immigrants that are helping and the immigrants that are not helping.
Yeah. Well, that's why I say. Latinos in the United States are an they're wonderful immigrants. The problem, not an indictment of Muslims, but their culture is oil and water with the Western world,
mm-hmm.
and they are flooding the EU. And what's happening is anybody with money who wants the best and the brightest in the EU Westerners are leaving, and where are they going? They're coming here.
Well, I've told people for a long time now, if you want to see quaint, romantic, charming Europe like you've thought of it over your lifetime, better hurry. Better hurry.
Yeah.
King, thanks for being here. Good job. Thanks for more than 16 great years as a member of our brain trust.
Best to you, man. Congratulations. Take
okay.
care.
Thanks, buddy. See you next time. Ken Grinebach, ladies and gentlemen. The Age Curve is his book. You got to get that book. It's outstanding, ladies and gentlemen. KGCDirect.com is his website. Find out all about Ken there. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, wrapping up the first hour of our 17th anniversary week. I'll be back one more hour after this one today. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.